First off, it seems that there's some confusion about what exactly the mark of the beast is. And can you elaborate a little bit for us? Give us some clarity?
Yes, I can see that in the questions people are asking about the chip, and they want to know whether that is the mark of the beast. Now, that's a very interesting topic. And I know that in the world out there, the thinking amongst evangelicals is that the mark of the beast is a chip that is implanted either in the hand or in the forehead and basically works like a bank card with all your details as to who you are, what you are, plus more things, of course, what your heart rate is, what you're, what, et cetera, et cetera. And is that the mark of the beast? Now, you have to approach this in a biblical fashion. What is the beast and what is his mark? And the only one that can tell you what the mark is and what the beast is the Bible itself. Because that's where we're dealing with these issues. Now, the Bible tells us who the beast is. Now, a beast, according to the Bible, is a political system. We have that definition in the book of Daniel. These four beasts are four kings or kingdoms that will arise. So it's a political system. Yes. A woman in the Bible is a biblical system. So if you have a church, in other words. So if you have a woman riding a beast, then you have a woman controlling the political system. That's basically what it means.
Yes.
So who is the beast? Well, you have to go to Revelation chapter 13. And then you will have a description of the beast. And the beast in Revelation chapter 13 is a conglomerate of all the beasts of Daniel chapter 7, where you had the first beast, which was like a lion, and the second one like a bear, and the third one like a leopard, and the fourth one, the terrible beast with 10 horns, and then a little horn appearing, etc. And in the book of Revelation, that first beast has all of those components incorporated in it. And all the reformers, whether it was Martin Luther or whether it was John Knox or whether it was Calvin or whether it was one of the evangelical preachers later like Wesley or Spurgeon, all of them were agreed, given the criteria that are mentioned, that the system described is that of the Roman Catholic system.
Yes.
The Roman Catholic system is the only church that qualifies not only as a woman, a church, but also as a beast, a political system, because it is a political entity. And the hierarchy in that political entity is the same as you have with a king and the princes, with a cardinal representing the princes and the pope representing the kings. So that system qualifies as a beast system. So it's a political system. And this beast has a mark. So if you want to know what the mark is, then the only place to find out is to ask the beast what it is his mark.
Yes.
Now, God also has a mark in the Bible, or a sign, or a symbol, or a banner. And if you read your Old Testament, you will find that the Sabbath was the sign or the mark that he is the one who is the sanctifying force in our lives. You'll read that in the book of Ezekiel and in many places in the Bible.
Yes.
So the sign of his authority is the Sabbath. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens, the earth, the sea, the springs of water. That tells you that ownership is his through creation. And because he redeemed you out of Egypt, that tells you you are his through redemption. Now, the Roman Catholic Church has plainly stated in many, many places throughout history that the mark of her ecclesiastical power is that she is above the Bible. And that she has transferred the solemnity of the biblical Sabbath to the first day of the week, and she uses that as a point. At the Council of Trent, she made it very, very plain that this is her mark of ecclesiastic authority. And that Protestants, in spite of what they say, that the Bible is their supreme authority, are actually obedient to Rome rather than to the scriptures. So they say it is a mark of ecclesiastical power. And this mark will be enforced. And many, many writings throughout history and actions point to this exact same thing. Rome has ever been at war against the biblical Sabbath, which is the mark of God, and has replaced it with her mark of authority. So it's a question of obedience. So now, in the futuristic thinking, this ideology of a mark, which has a moral implication as to who do I acknowledge as the authority in my life, is it the God of the Bible, or is it a church and its hierarchy? Which one is the authority in terms of my salvation and my obedience? So if the two come into conflict with each other, then that implies a choice. So if God asks me to acknowledge his authority and the church asks me to acknowledge her authority, then I have a choice. Now this chip, it is not improbable that such a mechanism can be employed.
Yes.
But it's not the mark of the beast, because the beast is Roman Catholicism, and the beast has already defined what her mark is. So the chip will enable you to do banking. It can be a means, let's put it this way, to determine how you do your banking. But it is not the mark of the beast. It is a precursor, perhaps, mm-hmm. to the issue of not being able to buy or sell. But it is not a moral issue. It is not a moral issue how I approach my bank account. If I use a banking card, that is also a chip. Mm. It's just in a card. And I don't think God is concerned as to how I access my bank account. Now, this chip that they might implant into your hand is a somewhat more elaborate system, because it entails more than just that chip on a card. But you will remember that even the chip on the card has been modified since 9/11.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of extra data on that chip. Where you live, what your place of residence is, many parameters associated with your identification number or social security number is associated with that chip. So whether it's on a card or whether it's in your hand, it's still an access. And it's still a means of control.
Yes.
So, yes, it can be in the system in terms of determining how you buy or sell, but it is not the mark. Because the mark has to be identified according to the biblical criteria. It is the mark of the beast. Beast is Catholicism, and it has a mark of authority. Now, if people want to get more detail on this, they will have to do a serious Bible study. So there are a few lectures on DVD that we've done in the past. The Crime of All Ages, for example, is a lecture on all the statements by Rome regarding the transference of the Sabbath as a mark of her ecclesiastical power.
Yes.
There's another lecture that comes to mind, which is Two Beasts Become Friends,
yes.
which is a verse-for-verse expose of Revelation chapter 13, where we discuss the two political systems that will be active in implementing the mark of the beast at the same time. And remember that the mark of the beast has to do with worship, because it says in Revelation, they worship the first beast. Now, worship is associated with acknowledging the authority of. So I worship God because I acknowledge his authority in my life. He is higher than me. And I render that obedience which he requires because he has the authority. If an earthly system takes that authority and makes it its own and enforces a law or a mark which is contrary to God's, then I have a choice to make.
Yes.
So what is the meaning of all of these things? There are some other lectures as well. Perhaps you can put a few links in that people can look at some of these lectures regarding these issues.
Yes, we will do that. I'll put the links down in the comments.